Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Special deal once again this weekend for the game. $350 starting point for a group of four. You can arrive Friday, stay through Sunday in your own RV, get the whole ultimate tailgate experience. Contact Mark today, 1-800-519-8467. As advertised, Mike Porn from statecollege.com joins us now to talk a little Penn State football, to talk Blue White. How are you, Mike?
Great. That RV deal sounds terrific. I live 4 miles from the stadium, but heck, I might get one.
Well, here's the other selling point. I'm going to be there. I've been advertising it as, you can take that as a pro or a con, whatever, however you want to listen to that. So yeah, we'll be there, and it'll be interesting because, you know, we're going to be at the game, 3 o'clock, and then they're going to show the game at 8 o'clock on BTN. So, you know, you get to watch it twice. And so I'll be doing a little select viewing, 8 p.m. Saturday night. Anyway.
Well, the weather's supposed to be good. 60, partly sunny, with a real feel of 64. So I don't think you can ask for better weather than that.
And you know as well as anybody that that is such a deal maker or a deal breaker. It's a fragile thing, this spring game. They do a lot of good stuff to try to get people there. But at the end of the day, if it's going to be miserable outside, there's not much you can do.
Well, you know, it's last year. I was looking this up the other day. Last year, Penn State ranked fourth in the country with 71,000 in spring practice games. And as you're watching this past weekend, you know, Purdue was on Big Ten Network, LSU's game was on, Clemson drew 60,000, but when you look at it in this totality, the Penn State experience, the spring game, compared to most spring games nationally, if I was doing my homework, I'm writing something on this coming up, there's 183 spring games, and for Penn State to rank fourth in attendance kind of gives you an idea of that experience and why you need that RV.
Oh my gosh. How about this? Mark from GoPSURV is getting so much bonus advertising. And you can take it from me, but if it's coming from Mike Poorman, you got to do it. So for Blue White, I know you just wrote something on Sunday about this, the expectations for the game and it's how it's turned into a passing affair.
Yeah, you know, I went back the last 5 years with Franklin to see how much passing there was to kind of get an idea of what we will expect. And I think without Stevens, they're going to actually open it up even more, which is their kind of James's MO of giving the number two quarterback some looks. And the past 5 years, they've averaged over 50 passes a game. And I think we're going to see that, especially with four scholarship quarterbacks and your guy Mike Schuster from down in Camp Hill. I think he'll get some run time as well. So, and that fleet of receivers, I know there's a lot of running backs who are vying for a starting position, but I think you're going to see more passing even than 50 throws a game.
Yeah, and I think the obvious name at the quarterback position is Sean Clifford, and I think that he will, you know, I guess he'll get a lion's share of that work, but Will Levis for, I feel like we didn't talk about it enough, but KJ Hamler used the word star to talk about Will Levis. I'm really curious to see him and whether, you know, all that athleticism, all that physical ability translates right away. There's some interesting arms, as you alluded to.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, I think even though he hasn't played a ton, we have a decent idea of what Cliff can do. He's heading into his third season, but Levis is a stud. When you see them in limited practice, I mean, he loves to go downfield. He's a big guy, same size as a Hackenberg, as a Kerry Collins, as a Todd Blackledge. You know, he's that conventional, prototypical, big passing, big arm. So out of everybody, I'm excited to see. I mean, he's really the guy to get some extended run, you know, have a couple series, get some rhythm to see what he can do. I think especially, you know, Tommy Stevens, this is the second spring game. He won't be participating. You know, his health is improving, but not static. And I think Levis, and a lot of one practice last week, Stevens, you know, is not running with the first team. Clifford's out. Levis is running with the first team. So You know, I think out of everybody that I'm looking forward to seeing, it is Levis with his big arm and his big body.
Who else excites you? It isn't always a household name. It isn't always a scholarship guy necessarily. But who do you feel like has a chance that, you know, to make a name for themselves as we come out of the blue-white game for one reason or another? I know Levis is on that list. Who else is on the list for you?
Well, people always go to the offense, but I'm going to pick two defensive names. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how Lamont Wade does an extended period of time back at safety going against big guys like Shorter and Dotson and going against, you know, really fast guys across the middle and Hamler to see if Wade is really an every down safety. And then look at defensive end. You know, Shaka Toney, you know, he's been here a number of years at Penn State, and I think it's a matter of, you know, he's bulked up a little bit to see if he is an every down defensive end. So I think those two guys, you know, if they're every down players defensively against this offense, I think that's what I'm looking for from the defense end of more than anybody else, are those two guys to see if they are not just contributors, but if they're, you know, high-end, A-quality type guys.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're talking to Mike Porham from StateCollege.com about the Blue-White game. Coming up this weekend, we mentioned a few of the things happening. You got something happening, too, on Friday at the Student Union Building, the Hub. Three members of the Super Six who I hadn't used that phrase or heard that phrase in a while. So whenever it came up in the past couple of weeks, it was kind of took me back a little bit. But these guys, Donovan Smith, Adrian Amos, Allen Robinson are the three coming. They have done very, very, very well for themselves at the pro level. I think that's worth mentioning.
That's a great point, and thanks for bringing it up. Those three guys on their current contracts are together over $70 million of guaranteed money. And when you're talking NFL as a business, the guaranteed money is really the number. And those three guys, and even if you look at that group of six, Deion Barnes was playing in the AAF. Kyle Carter's been on the roster of five or six NFL teams. So really, Bill Belton out of the group of six has not made an impact in any way at the professional level. But these guys, when you look over the past 5 or 8 years of Penn State football, they're the ones that have really, really made it. Robinson went to Pro Bowl a couple years ago. Donovan Smith, his entire NFL career, has not missed a start. So anyway, I think it's exciting to have these guys here, but as much as talking about football, we're going to talk about real issues, about the business of football, you know, guaranteed contracts, the role of labor, the role of young African Americans in society and their ability to contribute on and off the field and be role models and that entire situation. So, you know, these are thoughtful guys that have been here at Penn State through a tough time. And also I think their experience now in the NFL will speak to, you know, some greater issues beyond the X's and O's. So we're excited to have them.
Those are big names and big talking points. And if you're getting a GoPSURV.com RV, you can arrive on Friday. You can come to the event on Friday, get back to tailgating after that, and stay the whole way through the weekend. It just doesn't get any better than that.
I love that segue. Well, the panel discussion is 4:30 in the Hub Auditorium. Penn Staters will know that. It's a pretty big venue, and they'll be on stage, and hoping to get a big crowd, a couple hundred people for that.
That sounds great. 4:30 Friday. You mentioned, you know, we talked about your most recent column, but I was really intrigued by just the look at KJ Hamler in the offense, because a lot of people are very excited about KJ, but a lot of people are remembering in the Citrus Bowl that through no fault of his own, really, he disappeared. And it's kind of inexcusable, I think. So now it's a fresh start for Ricky Ronnie and James Franklin, that offense. And you have some thoughts on how they should use his speed in the open field.
Well, it's interesting. He only had six touches a game last year, which is really stunning. But I think a great comparison is Rondale Moore, also a freshman last year at Purdue. They're basically the same size, the same height, the same speed, whereas Hamler had over 17 yards per touch, counting runs, catches, and returns, and Moore had just about 9 yards per touch. So every time Hamler touched the ball, he gained twice as many yards as Moore, but Moore had twice as many touches. It's just gotta get Hamler the ball, whether it's those bubble screens or more returns. I mean, he only had 44 yards rushing, which is a severe waste of talent and scheme. Whereas you look at through the past, people that have won Heismans like Johnny Rogers or Tim Brown or Desmond Howard, you know, those are guys that have run the ball, returned the ball, and also got the yards via catches. And I think it's a matter of really doubling down on Hamler, literally doubling down, making sure he gets 10 or 12 touches a game no matter what. I think that's a major point of emphasis I would see coming from Ricky Ronnie this coming year.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, I know he's not built how you would love your number one wide receiver to be built, but I also think you just don't have to overthink it. You don't have to demonstrate that you're a play-calling genius to get the ball in his hands, because you can do it in very simple ways, Mike. You know, the fact that he had just not many runs last year, I do expect that to change, but the ball just has to get in his hands with a little bit of space. And you saw, you know, against Ohio State last year is a really good example of him being able to turn on the jets, and it doesn't matter who you are. A little bit of space can go a long way for him.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Dustin, what you said about it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just get him the ball in a little bit of space, or not even a lot of space, but get him the ball and give him an opportunity to get yardage in all kinds of situations. I think it's stunning. I did a comparison of what I thought were some of the best all-purpose guys ever, Johnny Rogers, Tim Brown, Desmond Howard. They all won Heisman trophies. And then you look at O.J. McDuffie and Derek Williams, the two best all-purpose guys in Penn State history. And Hamler's yards per touch last year was better than every single one of those guys. To me, it was a stunning statistic to show you how good he is, but how underutilized he was.
Yeah, and what'll be interesting will be, you know, anytime you see a guy's role grow, as if, you know, especially a guy like him, the yards per touch, if it grows with the volume. So that's something to watch. And I know they've added a couple grad transfers, but KJ Hamler is really going to be the show at wide receiver, and I'm excited to see what he can do. Mike, I'm excited to see what you're going to write next. That's always how I feel about that. Yeah. I'm going to look for you this weekend. I don't know if you'll be at the GoPSURV.com lot or not. I will be. I'll be looking for you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. If you're there, me too. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're moving on. Ask Greg is coming up right after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.